The views and opinions expressed in the Golden Boot Podcast are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Golden Boot Podcast as a whole.
Y'all ready to get rolling? Quiet on the set. Welcome back to another high episode of the Golden Boot. It's your boy Pooh Bear. I got my man Aunt Petty Murphy in the building. What's good with you, my boy?
What's happening with it, bro?
Not much. I don't know what's going on with my microphone. So as soon as I said something, that mother said, too loud. Went and just muted. Oh man. But what's been going on? Mr. Man, no Diddy.
Been a minute.
It's all, you know, saying it's all good. We back now. What's good? Bayou Swamp Man say, what's up, fellas? Glad to have you with us, man. We got tournament galore. We got crazy offers. Speaking of crazy, Malik went off today. That man had a day.
Yeah, he did.
But man, we got some stuff to talk about. We got crazy stories. We'll probably finish the show talking about it, man. Your boys out in LA, they tripping. I ain't gonna say they tripping, but it's going down out in LA. But y'all know what we gotta do, huh?
Is it though, or is it just being blown out of proportion?
I've heard some theories that make it sound a little interesting, and we can go with them on theories, man. I got some theories, man. So, but we'll see. Can't pretend you don't know. No, man, I ain't gonna say. But we'll get there. But first, you know what we gotta do. We gotta give a shout out to our sponsors over at BetOnline. BetOnline.ag. We'll be back in 1 minute. BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your sports information, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds, lines, and player injury reports for this year's NBA and NHL playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters. This season, we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. We have everything from NBA, NFL, MLB, and NHL to golf, tennis, UFC, and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games that you can play right from your home. Head on over to betonline.ag today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use the promo code BLEAV to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we're back. I do want to say, hadn't did this in a minute, but want to thank everybody for watching. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that. Don't forget, like, subscribe, share, donate. Shoot us a dollar on stars or what is it called? Facebook, Super Chat, Cash App. It don't matter. Just holler at your boys. But man, let's talk about this NCAA tournament. Let's start on the men's side. Wow, it's been wild. First round was full of upsets. By day two, all brackets were busted.
Pretty much. Yeah, Auburn ruined the bracket for me. I had them making the Elite Eight. They ruined that for me. But I mean, that's what makes March Madness the best, you know, postseason sporting event that there is, man. It's the uncertainty, the upsets, the Cinderella stories, guys like Jack Kolke, you know, becoming household names, and DJ Burns becoming household names, and players like that. So, I mean, I love it. Yeah, my bracket might be messed up. I might have, you know, missed out on some bets here and there, but yeah, that's what makes it so fun, bro. It's the unknown, and the anybody can lose on any given day, man.
Yeah. I told somebody, they said, you know, they talked about the SEC and how the SEC has looked terrible.
Yeah.
But I told somebody, I saw the Kentucky upset and South Carolina. It's not so much that I necessarily, I don't know if I would have picked it per se on the, I didn't do a bracket this year. I don't know if I would have picked it on the bracket, but I saw it. It was very plausible. We talked about it before Kentucky played LSU, how inconsistent they were. And if they don't get hot, you know, if they don't start hot, it's going to be a long game for them. And exactly what we saw. South Carolina, I think they overplayed or overreached this year. I think they great coaching, but they're missing a few pieces, talent pieces.
Yeah, I had Oregon beating South Carolina. Oregon went on a run in the Pac-12 tournament. They was hot. I kind of figured they would keep their momentum going. I had Kentucky beating Oakland, but I had them losing in the second round. Yeah. So, I kind of wasn't too surprised that they lost in the first round, just because we like you talked about the inconsistencies, and that they weren't the same team down the stretch as they were in the middle of the season. The one that was really shocking was the Auburn one to me. Yeah. Not just losing to Yale, but they didn't look great in their game versus Yale. You know what I mean? Like, Mississippi State losing to Michigan State. I mean, that's Tom Izzo in March.
Right.
You got to tip your cap to that one. And A&M, they lost to
Houston.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's talk about that game. I mean, that game was the sum of all things March Madness, in my opinion. It was close. It was a blowout. Then it became close. Then it was like, I can't believe that happened. And it was like, I don't want to watch this no more, but I can't take my eyes off of it.
Yeah,
that game. Yeah, that game was it. Four of your starters, if I'm not mistaken, four of the starters for Houston fouled out. You had to bring a walk-on off the bench to hit a key free throw to keep you, you know, saying, you know, keep yeah. you with the leads. So that's wild. That's wild. Texas A&M, way they battle back. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say it was about probably the best game of the weekend. That one, or the NC State Oakland game that went to overtime. That was a crazy game too.
Both of them right there at the same time too.
Yeah. And then that Creighton Oregon game went to double overtime. The score don't really look like it because Creighton went crazy in that second overtime and made like 4-3, 4-3 like that. But like Paul Sub say, the Creighton Final Four dream remains alive. I got them in my Final Four. Don't trust Purdue. But but yeah, it's at the same time though, it's like with March Madness, we like the upsets, you know, in the first couple rounds, but then when they get to the Sweet 16, when they get to the Final Four, you know what I mean? We want the Blue Bloods, we want the Houston, the UConn's, the best, you know, the best teams that's been there all year long. We want to see them battle it out. And we kind of getting both of that when you look at the fact that all the one seeds made it. You know what I'm saying? All the two seeds made it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure Kentucky didn't make it. Most of the three seeds made it. You know what I mean? So you're getting the best teams, even though you had your upsets early in the tournament. You're still able to get the best teams at the end of the day playing for the national championship, which is what we all want to see anyway.
Yeah. What's good, Tyler? Tyler said, what's up, guys? Dave says, I don't think they're beating Tennessee.
Yeah, I got them beating Tennessee.
Yeah.
Barnes in March, man. I don't trust him, bro. He's going to have to show me, man.
Yeah. So, I'm just looking at, Sweet 16 matchups. And you got some Alabama and North Carolina, Clemson and Arizona, Illinois and Iowa State, San Diego State, UConn, Creighton, Tennessee, Gonzaga, Purdue, North Carolina State, Marquette, Duke, and Houston. So, I'm be honest with you. For obvious reasons, I like Houston. I want to see Houston make it, but this Duke game, I don't know. I don't know about that. And then also, I know I say it in spaces, Gonzaga isn't that good this year.
I told you.
I think they're good enough to take out Purdue, though.
I told you, man, because that's the thing. Like, they're not as good as the Gonzaga teams we used to.
And that's probably what I should have said.
They still one of the better teams in the country, though. You know what I mean? Like, they only lost seven games all year. They still one of the better teams. They're just not the Gonzaga that we used to. And I think part of that is because they don't got that household name that we used to. You know, they don't have a Drew Timmy. You know, they don't have an NBA guy like Chet Holmgren or Jalen Suggs. You know what I mean? They don't have a Pargo. They don't have one of those type guys. They got some good players. It's kind of like UConn. They got – don't know – who's UConn's best player?
I could name one player on UConn team, but I got a lot of respect.
Tristan Newton is the answer. He All-American. But my point is nobody knows him. You know what I mean? Like, that's how Gonzaga is.
I for some reason I trust UConn, and I'm like looking at this path. I can see UConn.
Sweet 16 is a rematch of the national championship last year.
Yeah, the crazy part about it, I don't even remember San Diego State being in the national championship. I know they did, but I don't remember. That's my point.
I wanted to see the Blue Bloods at the end because last year you had UConn, FAU, San Diego State, and
I can't remember who.
Hold on, let me look it up real quick. The Final Four, UConn, San Diego State was the national championship.
Miami,
that's right. Yeah, Miami. I mean, UConn the closest thing to a blue blood out of any of them. You know what I mean? Like, we want to see North Carolina. We want to see Houston. We want to see.
Want to see North Carolina?
Yeah, I do.
I think this Bama North Carolina game will be fun. Fun to watch with the running gun versus the, Baycott and those guys.
So you don't want to see UNC versus Arizona?
Yeah, I do. I'm just saying, I think that game will be fun. I want to see UNC.
UNC versus Arizona, Caleb Love going against the team he just left last year.
Yeah, I do want to see that UNC Arizona. I just want to see Arizona make it. I don't necessarily care to see North Carolina make it.
I don't want to see Alabama make it, so that's why.
No. Trust me. When I said the game will be fun seeing Alabama and UNC. I didn't say I want Alabama to win. Yeah. You know, I don't care if Alabama in a walking competition. I hope they trip and fall.
I ain't gonna lie, Clemson kind of surprised me. I didn't think they would be here.
Which team? Who was that?
Clemson.
Everybody picked Clemson to get beat, upset against New Mexico State. New Mexico. Is it New Mexico or New Mexico State?
New Mexico. Yeah, I had Clemson losing that game. I mean, they. I watched them play a lot this year. They got good college players, but I don't know if they got an NBA player.
Gotcha.
But they kind of hot and cold. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of surprised that I'm just kind of surprised that they've been able to keep this the level of play the whole tournament, even then they hadn't had really that down moment yet.
Mm,
they got a tough one though. Baylor.
Yeah.
I mean not Baylor, Arizona, they're gonna be something serious.
Yeah. Creighton, Tennessee is interesting. I know we kind of briefly talked about it. Yeah. I skipped over Illinois, Iowa State.
That's the game of the weekend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's gonna be a hell of a matchup, my boy. You got that tough defense that Iowa State plays versus the good guard play of Illinois, and we know that's what it comes down to in tournament time is guard play. That Iowa defense versus Terrence Shannon is gonna be a hell of a matchup to watch, bro.
Yeah. We briefly talked about Gonzaga Purdue. I think that Gonzaga gets some.
I could see it. I got Purdue winning this one, but I could see it. It wouldn't surprise me. Gonzaga got linked on their team, pause, and they I think that they got enough of it to where they could frustrate Edie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not could stop him or nothing like that, but you know, frustrate him enough to get him out of his game. And I think that they got enough depth scoring wise to where they can kind of spread the love around and score in different ways. So, and not necessarily have to attack the paint, score on the inside. So we'll see. It wouldn't surprise me.
Has Edie done enough to, I guess you could say, look more like an NBA prospect?
I mean, he a prospect. I don't think he a lottery pick or nothing. Like, I could see him going late first round, second round, something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to draft him just because he's 7'4", bro. Like, it ain't too many 7'4" dudes walking the earth.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people compare him to Jokic.
Hell no.
I don't know. And I think it's the biggest – the reason why is because he's big and he's white. I'm going to be honest.
I don't see that at all.
I don't see is, and I agree.
I mean, it's a lazy take, but he's Yao Ming. I mean, that's
I can see that because my biggest issue with him is I feel like he's slow.
I mean, he is
like very slow. Jokic is athletic,
sneaky.
Sneaky athletic. He's not. Edie is far from it. But he's dominant on the inside.
He's Yao Ming though. Like he ain't one of these seven footers that's frail. You know, he got size to him. You're not gonna push him around. You know what I mean? He can hold his own in the paint, but he, like you say, he's slow and he's slow footed. You know what I mean?
Yes. So
I don't know, and that's to me, that's what makes him a question mark for the next level. Is in the pick and roll game, like you got to pretty much only play drop coverage and they're going to eat you alive doing that. You know what I mean? You're not quick enough to get out there and head screens to get back to your man and things like that. So I've seen people saying he's Rudy Gobert. He's not. Rudy Gobert is much quicker than he is. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like they both got height and wingspan and all that, but Rudy Gobert is quick enough to where he can edge on the screen, get back to his man. He can help side defend and block a shot. Like Zach Edey ain't there yet. So I he's going to get drafted probably second round just because of his size and stuff like that. But I don't really see him being like one of the top prospects or nothing like that. Yeah. He's going to probably win player of the year in college though. But I mean,
yeah, I was thinking, yeah, he's probably back to back. Speaking of another big man, but big in a different way, pause. NC State Marquette and the big guy, the second coming of Robert Tractor Trailer.
Big Zach Randolph.
Yeah.
I got
they're a surprise team to me, North Carolina State.
They won 5 games in 5 days to win the ACC. They wouldn't be here if they didn't win 5 games in 5 days to win the ACC tournament. So, I mean, they kind of like Oregon, except they rode that little wave a little bit longer. They you know, won a lot of games in the AC in their conference tournament, kept that momentum going into the NCAA tournament, and they just once that momentum get going, especially with a big guy like, you know, when that big boy get going in one direction, it's kind of hard to get him to stop him, you know what I mean, slow down. So he a handful though, man, inside, and that's kind of my concern for this game for Marquette is how do you contain him. I got Marquette winning, but I wouldn't be surprised if NC State make it a game and keep that momentum going and keep that winning streak going. That'd be what, 8 straight. So I could see it.
Yeah. Houston, Duke. And if Houston can find a way to get through this, I think they can at least make it to the championship game.
What worries me about this is the size. If Houston had that freshman big man, JoJo Tugler, I'd feel a lot better about this. But, you know, he out for the season with injury. So I don't know if they got the depth inside to contain Flipowski all game and to keep those Duke bigs off the board. But I think they got to stop that freshman kid Duke got who just went for 30 the other game. But other than that, I think Houston obviously has the guard advantage with Shed and Cry. But Paul's Hub do bring up a great point. They gave Drake a jersey before the tournament, so they got that Drake curse.
God.
Drake
gave somebody else a jersey, too. He gave somebody else a jersey, and so.
They gave Drake a jersey.
But that was before the what you call it? Did they gave him for the NCAA? I know he gave it to him before the Big 12. I think that was why they got blew out. But
the NCAA tournament.
Oh shit! I was trying. I had hope, but
that's why.
And we talked about we talked about the men's side, man. We got to talk about the ladies, man, because they have been just as exciting. We're starting to see. You say more?
Yeah.
We started to see it's not just the blue bloods on this side anymore either. You've got we saw upset with Louisville. I mean Middle Tennessee taking out Louisville. Who else?
I called that one. That one really wasn't a surprise.
They
beat them the last time they played. So that one really wasn't a shock to me, but that was an upset though. You had that one. You had in the second round, you had Ohio State beating Duke.
Duke beating Ohio State. Come back win.
Yeah, my bad. That was one of them. In the second round, I guess you could call them upsets. You know what I mean? Like Kansas State. Losing to Iowa State. No, that wasn't. Who Kansas State lost to? Kansas State lost to Colorado.
Colorado. Iowa State
lost to Stanford. But all right, so I guess technically you can call them upsets. I guess you can call them upsets based off the seeds or whatever.
And Baylor over Virginia Tech, but you said, it was 5-4. So
that one was happening because of Elizabeth Kittley being out for the tournament when she tore ACL. But I was surprised that VT was able to keep it as close as they did.
Speaking of that, West Virginia, Iowa, that score is not as close as that game was. Iowa pulled that one out the last 2-3 minutes. That was a back-and-forth game. It was 2 points here or there. It was, 3 points at halftime.
West Virginia had a great game plan for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Same thing with Creighton and UCLA. Creighton had the opportunity to win that game, and UCLA found a way to pull that one off. The Sweet 16 matchups. You got Indiana, South Carolina. I know some people who have picked Indiana to beat South Carolina.
Who picked that?
Hey, Danny Girls joined the show. Says that was a joke. That was a Burger King's CC game. Have it your way, CC. Talking about Caitlin Clark. But yeah, Danny say Indiana gonna take out South Carolina. I don't know if she still feel that way. I think she's changed her mind.
I hope she's right, but you know, we'll see.
Listen,
I doubt it.
I ain't gonna pull the old South Carolina good enough to beat WNBA team right now. I ain't gonna do that. But South Carolina looks down. I will say this. Right now in the tournament, I feel like, well, actually, no, it's not even in anymore. I think there's only two teams who can keep it close with South Carolina. I ain't say win it, keep it close with South Carolina. Ironically, they played each other this weekend.
Oh, UCLA and LSU?
Yep. They play Iowa. They're going to blow Iowa out the water.
I think USC could give South Carolina a game.
He said my man said Iowa had help for the Foot Locker employees.
Yeah, that's true. But I think USC could give South Carolina a game. I think UConn could give South Carolina a game.
Didn't they play this year already? UConn and South Carolina?
I think they did, but UConn playing different right now. They got everybody healthy. So yeah. They playing different right now. And obviously LSU. But there's one, if they playing at their best. Oh, Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame could hang around with them for a little while too. But if Colorado is playing at their best, and Sherrod playing at her best, Vonley inside, they got the inside out game working, and I can't think of her name, a little redhead girl. If she knocking down shots from outside, Colorado could hang with them. But that's on their best day for Notre Dame and Colorado. But I don't think Stanford. I don't think they got the guard play. I think South Carolina will tear up their guards. UCLA is an interesting one. I could kind of see that. Betts versus Cardoza would be a hell of a matchup. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting, man. It's some compelling matchups. Like, I don't even know if Iowa beats Colorado, to be honest with you.
I think Iowa's out this weekend. They're out this weekend. They don't make it back to the Final Four.
I don't know if, like what I'm saying. I don't know if they can stop Vonley inside. I don't know if they have anybody that can stop her inside. If she's playing her A game, I don't know if Iowa can stop her inside. And then if they beat them, they got either us or UCLA. You damn sure not stopping Andrew Reese or Lauren Betts on the inside. So, I mean, it's gonna be interesting. I know the NCAA wants Caitlin Clark there. And
that's what Dana just said. She says, I don't know if Tyrese can beat.
Go ahead.
No, she said, I don't know if our Tigers can beat Iowa again, only because the Foot Locker employees, great reference, we ensure Caitlin Clark over Angel Reese.
Yeah. Like, I ain't saying that the referee's gonna just give it to them, but obviously they want Iowa to make it as far as they can. You can tell by the marketing and everything that they're doing. So we'll see, but I don't think Iowa's a good enough team.
I agree. Gonzaga, Texas. North Carolina State, Stanford.
Dave said, I think everybody can give them a game. I really don't. I don't think Indiana can give them a game. I don't think the state can give them a game. I don't think Gonzaga, NC State, Iowa,
Baylor,
Duke. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of teams I don't. But they great, but they haven't really been tested in the tournament yet, bro. Like,
yeah.
North Carolina was a good team, but I don't think that they as good as half the teams I just named.
What's up, Nick? I ain't seen him in a minute. What's good, Nick? So,
oh, Nick picked Houston, by the way.
Oh, God dang. That's all right. Wallace Bourne says, after Caitlin Clark leaves, you won't hear about Iowa no more.
Oh, no, that's a wrap.
And which college left and transfer back to Alabama, you definitely gonna help.
Right, right.
Oh man.
They say he transferred just to go watch her hoop.
Yeah. So, what you got anything else about the women's side? As far as the tournament goes. Oh, let me ask you this, favorite matchup that you so far in the tournament.
Iowa State, Stanford was a great game. NC State, Tennessee.
Baylor VT was a good one.
Yeah, that's the other one I was thinking about. Those were hell of games.
That comeback by Duke too on Ohio State, man.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was on the women's side. Yeah, on the men's side, I agree. Dan said Houston, Texas A&M was great. On the men's side, yeah, Houston, Texas A&M and that North Carolina State Oakland game was great.
And Syracuse, UConn on the women's side. Mm-hmm. Dave was doing her best to try to bring Syracuse back in that game.
Yeah.
The Iowa West Virginia game was good, even though the rest was terrible.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of Iowa, Caitlin Clark, did you see that O'Shea Jackson Sr., also known as Ice Cube, offered Caitlin Clark a Big Three deal worth $5 million?
Yeah, I don't know how. And I understand he said they're going to make it to where she could play both. All right. So, how? You know what I mean? Like,
both are what? Summer league to game? I mean, yeah, summer like league the team. I mean, summer leagues. What? See, whatever, how you want to put it.
So, the league for the Big Three runs from June to August. Mm-hmm. Which is like smack dead in the middle of the May to September season for the WNBA. Like, travel with practices and games, like, I don't see how that works to begin with. Second thing, does the league even got $5 million? I'm not saying does Ice Cube got $5 million, but does the league have $5 million? Because they pay their players like $10,000 per game.
Bro.
You know what I mean? And Nick Young came out and said that they had trouble paying their players sometimes. So I'm not saying that it ain't a great idea. I would love to see Caitlin Clark out there playing in the Big Three. I think it would be good for the women's game, given, you know, to grow the game some more. And at the same time, I'm all about her getting her bag. You know what I mean? Go make your money if you can. But I just don't see how it works logistically. And at the same time, I think this is just Ice Cube trying to draw viewers to his league.
I think I think he's just looking for viewerships and ratings. Danny Girl gets the comment of the night, not because of what it says, just because she says dichotomy in it. She says, why make this exception for her? None of it makes sense to me. It is a dichotomy to what the league was created for.
Yeah, my thing, like, if you're going to do it for Caitlin, like, why not go get Asia Wilson? Why not go get Jonquil Jones? Like, why are you going for Caitlin Clark? You know what I mean? Like, why not have a women's Big Three league separately?
I like that idea.
You know what I mean?
Women's Big Three would be nice.
They already got the 3-on-3 for the women in the Olympics. So why not do a women's big three on a big three? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he trying to strike while the iron hot, and you know what I mean, and get a little bit of the rising star that she is right now, and get a little piece of it. But I just don't know how it works.
Yeah. I can see that, and I definitely agree with that. Man, you ready to talk a little football?
What we got?
LSU had pro day today. And as I alluded to in the opening of the show, Malik Nabers had himself a day. If I'm not mistaken, Malik Nabers had a 42-inch vert, 10.6 broad jump, and first run at the 40 was a 4.35. Second run has debated to be, I think it was a 4.32 or a 4.28.
I don't believe the 4.28, but
think he could have ran 4.28?
I don't believe that. I don't see you having that big of a discrepancy from the times that was given. You know what I mean? You talk about a half a second difference. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big difference. But
not half a second. .07.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But still, like, hundredth of a second or whatever. But either way, like, that's moving. And I feel like he proved that he's explosive.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear much about Brian Thomas Jr., but I think what I did see from him, I think he solidified himself as a top 10 pick as well.
Top 10 kind of high. I think he a top 15 pick for sure.
Okay.
I just say that based off the needs of the teams in the
you know, understandable. What I mean? Understandable. Let's say he a top, definitely a top 10 talent. We can say that. But big shout out to Jaden. Not for necessarily what he did, you know, as far as throwing the ball and stuff, but the custom shirt he had, man, with representing Greg Brooks Jr.
Yeah,
he's always since you know we got the diagnosis, he's always rep for Greg, and I think that speaks to a lot of his character. What people have questioned, which is stupid to me, but he's always shouted out Greg or big, you know, bigged up the people who aren't always counted on. Even after Malik ran his 40, he was the first one down there in his face, you know, saying hype.
For the best.
Which
was crazy to me.
He had anything?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah. that's funny. It was dope to see. Omar Spates on the bench press. Very impressive. Like they said, he would have been sixth if he had been at the combine on the bench press. Somebody asked a question that was, I thought was very interesting. What if Omar Spates wasn't really trash this season, but he was more playing out of position and, you know what I'm saying, just never really where he should be because of the scheme put forth by one Matt House?
I mean, that's something that people have been saying all year. And all of a sudden, Matt House had to get fired for people to say that. Or he had to have a good pro day for people to say that. You know what I mean? Like, whenever people was killing him during the season, some of us said, I mean, he was all Pac-12. He can't be that bad. Could it be the coaching? Could it be the scheme? And everybody just shot that down. And now all of a sudden it's the coaching and it's the scheme. I don't get it.
Yeah, Danny says you can be strong and not be able to use that strength. That's true. That's fair. But I mean, some of these things are not like the other. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Just don't make no sense to me, bro. Also, man, sticking with football real quick, NCAA president came out I don't think it was today, but he came out and says he wants to ban Prop bets in college says it's I think is it too much of a distraction, or you know, feels like players
trying to stop players from they're trying to stop players from doing what Jontay Porter doing in the NBA.
What's that, betting on yourself?
Yeah, or like supposedly dude got a Discord page where he tell people what to bet on his prop bets, and then he go out there and perform based off what he tell you to do.
That's interesting. That's interesting. How do you feel about it though?
I don't care. I don't really do prop bets in college, so I don't care.
Yeah, I think that if it, whether you do prop bets or you just do regular bets, I mean, it's still gonna be an issue. You know, yeah, it's either
you can't control the outcome of a full like a spread as much as you can the outcome of a
yourself. Prop. Yeah, that's true. That's fair. But it's just that's just how I look at it. I feel like it's I ain't gonna say one or all, but I don't know. I get his point, but I don't think it changes much.
I think it changes something. Just because, like, if I'm in class with you, you know what I'm saying? You know what your props are, and you know what I mean? All this kind of stuff. It's easy for you to go out there and be like, especially if you're at one of these schools where you're not really making NIL deals, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's the easy way for you to make some money is to go out there. Like, you know, the NFL players and stuff, and like, it don't have as much because look how much they making. You know what I mean? Like, they don't really have to go throw games because they making $25 million a year or whatever the case may be. But if you're making nothing as a college student and you can go make a few thousand dollars to you know what I'm saying, to go drop a few passes, you know what I mean? Or
I get what you're saying.
Things like that. All of a sudden, now you can go make. And it's look how many college players it is. It's so hard to police that many people like it is the NFL.
That's fair. That's fair. I understand. That's fair. I don't know. I feel like if you're going to jeopardize the integrity of the game, you're going to do it one way or the other. But I get it's more of an influence on, you know, saying you can control your bets.
Either way it go, you still jeopardizing the integrity of it. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, you less likely to be able to fix the outcome of a full game versus being able to fix the outcome of a prop bet. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Man, let's stick with the football side and changes and things that people want. NFL. Rule changes.
Dumb rule changes.
I do so the kickoff, because somebody brought this up earlier. The kickoff rule change, going to the XFL or USFL model. I don't mind that. I don't mind that as much because one, you'll get more kick returns. Right now, everything is a touchback anyway. Safety, as far as safety and stuff, I don't mind that one. The drop hip tackle, banning the drop hip tackle or whatever. I think it was an overreaction.
So I feel like both of them are overreactions.
Okay.
Like the kickoff rule change. So you got rid of the onside kick pretty much.
I wonder how they're going to, if they do, I wonder if they're going to, go full like the XFL, UFL, or whichever one. Well, if you want to do an offside kick, it's like fourth and like 13, fourth and 17, and you go for it. And if you get it, then you keep it going. You said stupid.
It is because you can get a defensive holding call on that play. And you get a first down because of a defensive holding call.
Or pass interference, you're right.
You see what I'm saying? Like you get rid of the onside kick, you get rid of one of the Saints Super Bowl, arguably.
That's a very good point.
You know what I mean? Like, you take away
unintended that consequence, yeah.
Yeah, you take away that, bro. Like, and it just is part of what makes football football, bro. You know what I mean? And like, I don't care about the regular kickoff and the USFL rules or whatever that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's kind of going to make kickoffs more exciting. I just don't like the onside kick part, not being able to do onside kicks. You know what I mean? Like, that should. But I guess if you go to that model, there's no way you can do an onside kick because there's nobody up there by you. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
And you can't just all of a sudden have people up there by you. They know you're doing an onside kick. So it's not going to be successful. So, but either way, that's the only thing I hate about it is there's no more onside kicks. But the hip drop tackle, definitely an overreaction to a couple people getting injured because of that type of tackle. It's going to be to a point to where if you're a DB, you ain't going to be able to tackle a tight end or a Derrick Henry type running back anymore. There's no way for you to tackle some of these guys unless you do tackle in that type of way. So, I mean, you can't go high, you can't go low, you can't hip drop tackle. Put flags on them at this point.
What was I can't think of the other rules. I know that was the two biggest ones. There's another rule change or proposed rule
change. I'm the only two I know about.
Hold on, let me see if I can find.
Yeah, I'm the only two I knew about. I just felt like them was both overreactions.
Let's see.
Damn mosquito. Is the kickoff rule.
That's the only one they really talking about.
The hip drop tackle. NFL trade deadline will be 1 week later.
Yeah, it'll be week 9. I did see that.
Coaches will get a third challenge if they win their first two.
I do like that one. That one.
Enforcement of fouls on change of possession plays.
Danny says that she read says her son read that the hip drop tackle was not going to be a penalty on the field but a fine.
Oh no, that's a 15-yard penalty in the first down. Okay.
There you go. Trying to see what else we got.
At least that's what I heard it was. Yeah. It don't in this article, but
hip drop tackles out, kick returns are back, but different. Something there. That's NFL trade open deadline.
Changes to replay. So like they can overturn objectively incorrect calls for intentional grounding, roughing the pass. On plays where it was obvious that the snap didn't go off before the play clock, they can go back and look at that. And ruling of passer being down by contact or out of bounds before throwing a pass are now reviewable. Mm. A few other rules about rosters and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. I don't know. I think the NFL should bring back the I say that, but it wasn't good when they did it. The idea was good, but they only did it to appease Saints fans and then got rid of it. They didn't even do it right then.
If they would have if the referees wouldn't have taken it as like insult, it was the right idea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there was blatant, like the Saints lost in the playoffs on a blatant pass interference call that they challenged and didn't get overturned. Yeah, like the referees was looking at it like it was a credibility attacking their credibility or something instead of just looking at it like we're trying to get caught. And I think the referees thought it was an overreaction to one missed call when it was really just trying to make sure the right call is being called.
Yeah. Ironically, the only time I've ever seen it, well, I ain't gonna say the only time. The only time it affected the Saints was it went against the Saints.
Yeah.
With Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say, like, it would, if the referees, if you go back and look at a lot of them calls that year, you could tell that the referee missed the call on the replay, and they still chose to keep the call on the field just because they didn't want to show up a referee. You know what I mean? Like, but it was the right idea. They just didn't use it correctly.
Poor execution.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Man, I think that's pretty much it. But we got a few more miscellaneous things to talk about. Shohei Ohtani, translator is caught up in a scandal. Speaking of betting, caught up in a scandal.
What happened when you trust the wrong people, man? My boy innocent.
I don't know. I hadn't heard all the detail, but everything I've heard to try to explain it makes it more confusing. I need a translator.
The dude stole money from him, man, to pay off gambling debts. Shohei trusted him. Like, the dude, it's done came out that the dude lied his ass off, first of all.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Lied about being a graduate, lied about working for these so many companies and all this kind of stuff. Like, so the boy, Shohei trusted the wrong person, man. You know what I mean? Like, he trusted basically a con artist, and the con artist got close to Shohei, knew a lot about Shohei, and used that to profit. You know what I'm saying? Until it didn't work. And then he just grifted from Shohei. Damn, pen trying to crack, my boy.
Say that again.
Pen trying to crack on you, my boy. He said, "Pooh, those color braids still ain't hiding that gray hair."
I ain't even see it. It ain't popped up yet. I see it though. Pen had gray hair in kindergarten.
Man, Penn, so he was a waiter at the Last Supper.
Penn, the only person I told y'all the other day, Penn, the only person I know older than his parents. That's a real chicken for the egg. I mean, egg for the chicken for the egg. Oh, man. Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know, man. So it looks real. I did hear a theory that it sounded like the translator was making bets for Ohtani or whatever, and he's taking the fall for him. That was a theory I heard. What was another one? He was a team better or something like that.
I seen one that had some bets being placed in Japan on Ohtani on days that he pitched. And I'm like, so dude, why was dude betting in Japan? Why wouldn't he betting in America if dude was in America? You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Yeah. It don't all make sense, but yeah.
I don't know. I just, as a Dodger fan, this just had to come out right now, bro.
Yeah, you know, I know.
We start the season off with some bullshit. Bad enough we got Dave Roberts as our manager, bro. And now we got to deal with this shit.
When is opening day? It's in April, ain't it?
No, it's tomorrow.
Is it? Oh, wow. I'm way off. Speaking of opening days, USFL starts this Saturday. You watching?
No. I'm watching college basketball.
till it's over.
Yep. And I might not even watch the USFL after that. I ain't lying to you. Mm. Just because WNBA season.
You said when WNBA season start?
In May.
Wow. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking it started in like June. Something like that. But I don't know, man. It's not looking too good. Dana said, please tell these, can someone please tell these fools that if you're going to break the rules to stop using your real name as a username, you got to put not in front of it.
Nick, the Dodgers beat y'all first in Korea.
But yeah, what I was saying is, I don't think it's looked too. Everybody I've talked to about the UFL or whatever, they were like, yeah. They liked the idea of spring football, but they were like, nah, I ain't watching.
It's going to have to be. If they were smart, they play in the middle of the week.
Yeah. You know what else is crazy, though? What's going to make it a tough year for them anyway, even with the merger? The Olympics is this summer, too.
Oh, it is? Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's right. But if they were smart, they'd do it during the week, right? Hear me out.
They would be smart.
Mm-hmm. College baseball is on weekends. So if you could move it to the middle of the week, you don't have to go against college baseball as much. It'll help your attendance numbers because most of the teams are in the South.
Weekday games, though?
Don't nobody go to weekday games.
That's what I'm saying, weekday games. You know, you saying moving in the middle of the week, would you go to a UFL?
Who goes to a USFL game on Saturdays? I'm trying to help their ratings.
I only know, I'm going to be honest with you, I only know of one fan base that strongly supports the Spring Birmingham. Football League, Birmingham. That's the only fan base that I know of. Everybody else is hit or miss. When it first started, St. Louis was like that, too.
Y'all got. You know what I mean?
Yeah. St. Louis was like that, too.
That's part of it. Well, St. Louis is glad to have football back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's part of it. Memphis was pretty kind of, but they got a protein. You know, San Antonio got a protein. New Orleans got a protein.
Memphis
like,
got a protein? Oh, basketball. Yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the thing. Like, basketball season still going on. So San Antonio, New Orleans, Memphis, you know, you got to worry about pulling from that basketball crowd.
Well, they ain't got teams no more, though.
Oh, damn, you're right. You're right.
So it's just like Houston. I don't know if Memphis still got a team. I know Houston
still got a team.
Yeah, Houston got a team. D.C., Birmingham. I have to look up the rest. Then you got some teams out west.
Multiple teams. Houston got multiple pro teams. Houston got the Astros and the Rockets. DC got even though the Wizards terrible, they got the Wizards and the baseball. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you competing against.
Yes, Danny. This the combination of both leagues. My bad. She was asking us this the New Rock League.
It's
a combination of the two leagues.
It's they pick cities where they're gonna have a hard time pulling fan base from, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Paul Sub said the 8 UFL teams from this season have established fan bases. Memphis especially will grow with the Grizzlies out the playoff race. That's true. Memphis is out the playoff race.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think I'm going to watch just because it'll be something else to watch because I'm going to get tired of watching baseball, especially if LSU continues to struggle.
Man, this weekend you should be watching college basketball, bro.
I will watch some college basketball this weekend.
Some. It's the Swiss. Yeah. It's the best part of the tournament.
Yeah.
And it's the best part. To me, it's the best part because you can like focus on one game instead of having to flip back and forth or watch multiple games at once. You know what I mean? You just get one good game after another. That's the best way to watch it.
I'm going to give you a hint. I don't flip back and forth for the most part anyway. So.
I had two TVs going. One with the men's tournament on it, one with the women's tournament.
And I will say the other night I did have like a game on the TV, one on my laptop, one on my tablet, one on my phone. Nope, I'm lying. On my tablet, I had Netflix, and then that's I had one on my phone.
I can't be, that's too much. Mm-mm.
Listen, I have to, you know what I'm saying, support my ADHD. And I was eating a sandwich. And some cookies. Oh, man. What else we got before we get ready to get up out of here? Dana says she cannot do MLB anymore, so she'll need something for the once the NCAA baseball is over. Right now, I have March Madness and NCAA softball and baseball competing.
WNBA, man, I'm telling you.
And Nick said he's still trying to find a moccasin jersey, though.
Hey, me too, bro. On the cool. That's a Morrow thing. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
That's our semi-pro hockey team we had.
We had one in Mobile, the Mobile Mystics. And it was live, bro. They had the – it was a – so one of the Mardi Gras associations is the Mystics, Mystics of Time or something like that, and it's Dragons. So it was the Mardi Gras – the jerseys was Mardi Gras colors. And it was a hockey stick shaped like an M with a dragon like snaking through it. It was tough. They had some good. They was a pretty decent team.
This one was a moccasin, like a snake with a mouth with a hockey puck in his mouth.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So, man, this dude Max, if in the, speaking of, I think he got a player prop for most trips and foul. This dude then slipped and fell three times and gave the ball to the Clippers. Now they finna lose. Danny finna get booted. She's talking about Mobile always trying to steal Mardi Gras.
We're not doing that tonight. It's almost Easter. We long ways away from Mardi Gras. We're not doing that tonight.
Tell me you just don't want to hear history, Danny. If you're jealous, just say you're jealous. She asked, how far are the pails going? How are the pails going? I guess,
how far are the pails going?
Oh, I guess, yeah.
I'm gonna say they're gonna go to the second round and go seven games.
I was watching the other night, they came back and then they end up falling through. Yeah,
I heard right now.
Who hurt?
B.I. Yeah, for a couple weeks. I mean, they're going to get the four seed, I'm assuming. You know, four or five seed, probably play the Clippers in the first round. I think we match up well versus the Clippers. I think we'll beat them. But if we beat them, that means you got Denver in the second round. Do not like our chances versus Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yuck.
Yeah. Don't like that up.
Hey, I'm watching. It's right now the Clippers playing the 76ers. Every time I see the 76ers play, I'm like, dang, when J. Cole started playing?
Who you watching?
The 76ers and the Clippers. Tobias Harris.
Oh, I was trying to
think. he looked like
J. Cole. Oh, the haircut.
Oh, Did they call a foul? Nope. Being greedy, he should have passed it. Oubre.
New Orleans boy.
Oh Lord. Danny says she's used to being I'm a white girl raised in the South. I'm used to being fed incorrect history. So I know how to do my own research, but we can discuss that next February.
Boy.
Ouch.
Damn it, boy. On that note.
All right. Let me get my DEI butt off of here. All right, man.
Oh man,
we'll be back. I don't know, Sunday that's maybe.
That's Easter, man. I can't do it.
Oh, Sunday is Easter. I'm all thrown off, bro. I'm all thrown off. But we'll be back next week.
Next week, sometime. Yeah.
I did not rip the bro. I did not. That's bad. I know it's bad. I'm all out of whack though, cause I ain't at home, but. All right, man. I ain't got the theme music going. I know I'm sleeping.
Play my theme music.
All right. We'll be back next week like that. We got this show is presented by betonline.ag. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on Twitter at Golden Boot. On Instagram at Golden Boot. On YouTube at The Golden Boot Pod. On Facebook at The Golden Boot Pod.
Golden Boot!